There was no pressure. That's President Trump's take on the phone call he had with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, even as a written account of that call suggests otherwise.
According to notes released by the White House, Trump pushed Zelensky to work with the U.S. Attorney General to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Trump did so after bringing up how good the U.S. has been to Ukraine. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a statement saying the developments confirm the need for an impeachment inquiry, something the president decried at a news conference in New York this afternoon where he's attending the UN General Assembly.
It's very sad what the Democrats are doing to this country. They're dividing, they're belittling, they're demeaning our country. So many leaders came up to me today and they said, "Sir, what you go through, no president has ever gone through."
Earlier today, President Trump spoke with Ukraine's president in a previously scheduled meeting at the UN. In a brief appearance afterwards, Zelensky said this.
"I'm sorry, but I don't want to be involved to democratic, open, elections of USA.
He also said the phone call with Trump was good.
"It was normal. We spoke about many things, and I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed me." Yes.
In other words, no pressure.
But this morning, Hakeem Jeffries, chair of the House Democratic Caucus, said Trump clearly pressured Zelensky with a specific goal in mind.
"To commence an investigation of the Biden family to dig up political dirt in order to bolster the president's electoral prospects in 2020. That is textbook abuse of power, and the transcripts have become Exhibit A in that regard."